The European Union is gearing up for a crucial summit this week. It starts Thursday and is scheduled to end Friday, but could well go on longer, as Europe's leaders try to hammer out the outlines of a treaty on how to run the organisation. As its presidency draws to a close, Germany has been pushing for some kind of revival of the EU constitution, rejected by voters in France and the Netherlands. Other states, including the Czech Republic, are demanding a considerably more limited treaty. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic is the only member supporting Poland, which is threatening to veto any deal if it loses some of its voting rights. Why is Prague supporting Warsaw, and how far will that support go? And what does the Czech Republic want out of this week's make-or-break summit? I discussed these issues and more with Ivo Schlossarczyk of the think tank Europium.
Both Czech Republic and Poland belong to the group of states which are rather reluctant to extreme ambitious constitutional projects. However, the motivation behind Czech and Polish reluctance to the constitutional projects are different. So, of course, this forms the limit to this alliance between Czech Republic and Poland. Poland is very much concerned about the voting scheme as a big-small state or small-big state. Czech Republic is not so much concerned about voting power because we are not losing either under the constitutional two-tier system or under this Polish system. Our situation would not change so significantly. So we can expect the Czech Republic will support Poland, but this support is not unconditional, and in case of real conflict, we could follow our own way and vote and follow different paths than Poland.
Also, the Czech Republic supports the Dutch position on returning some powers from Brussels to national parliaments. What powers are they talking about, and is there any chance of success in this area?
These are Czech priorities. Firstly, they are about the symbolics. So we strictly reject the idea of having the term constitution in the document or some chapters about the symbols of European Union, the quasi-statal symbols. And I think that simply the Czech Republic wants to have in the treaty text a clause which states that the transfer of powers is not one-way route.
But in concrete terms, what particular powers would they like to see returned?
I think it's preliminary to talk about this yet. I think more important will be general clause about this flexibility. Definitely areas where we would like to keep strict control is in particular the taxing power, the issues of the social security system and its harmonization. We don't want much harmonized system at EU level, and it's quite possible, but not sure, just possible, we would want some more clear national rights in the area of the foreign policy and justice home affairs.
So for the Czech Republic, what do you think would be a good outcome of this week's big summit in Brussels?
Frankly, I think for Czech Republic it would be a good outcome that there will be some deal. There will be some roadmap stating how the treaty project will go on. Definitely Czech Republic will appreciate some symbolic victory, which means no reference to constitution in the text of the treaty, no statal symbols there, perhaps no clear supremacy of the EU law over national constitutions. We must be clear that at the future summit in the end of this week, will not produce the final treaty. It will just produce a roadmap.
Even still, what happens this week is extremely important. And finally and briefly, Ivo, do you think they will strike a deal this week?
I strongly believe yes. I see a vast majority of member states, including the Czech Republic, the willingness to get some deal. I think the Czech Republic would consider the failure to get a deal as a political failure. But I believe that we will have some kind of deal by the end of the week.
I was talking to Ivo Schlossarczyk of the think tank Europium, and he also teaches at Prague's Charles University, which explains that echoey background there. And we here at Radio Prague will be bringing you all the news later this week, and quite possibly at the weekend, about the Czech Republic and that key EU summit.